Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
I'm presenting this show called Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and this is a show all about your angels and guides. Our main theme is you are guided, because I believe, and I've been doing this now for more than 10 years, that you have a team of guides and angels that are working with you every day. They know exactly who you are, they know what you've been up to, and they would like to guide you in new directions, new expansions. I was just speaking with my producer, who's the head of Authentic You Media, Michelle Arbeau, and we were talking about the vast, vast universal changes that are happening right now. Yes, they are applying to you. So I'd like to share this news that I learned from a friend of mine who's an astrologer. The planet Jupiter has been in retrograde since approximately October, and Jupiter is the biggest and strongest of all the planets. In fact, you might know him as the king of all the planets. What does that mean to you that Jupiter is in retrograde, which means that visibly it looks as though Jupiter is going backwards across the sky? Jupiter helps us with our most expansive selves, the biggest parts of ourselves. But when Jupiter is in retrograde, it means that we look and examine the biggest parts of ourselves, the most important things, and we go inwards in order to contemplate those. Now, what happens when Jupiter goes retrograde is, sometimes marriages fall apart. Sometimes businesses decide to shut down. Sometimes governments fall and crumble. Because when we examine what are the things that are most important to us, we find out sometimes that we're not in alignment with our highest good. And it's time for us to let go of those things, even though they are huge. And even though the force of gravity, if you can imagine that heavenly body that's so amazingly big, the force of gravity has been keeping us there, in that marriage, in that job, in that government for such a long time. Now it's time to really look at it and see, is that still working for me? So Jupiter is about to go direct, which means that visibly it will be going in the correct direction across the sky. When? Tomorrow. That is really good news, guys, because it means that we will be guided to take all of those learnings that we've been gathering up from our self-examination over the past few months. And now we have the power to rock them. We have the power to make them happen. We have the power to manifest them. In fact, this astrologer friend of mine actually shared that for the first time in a long while, all of the planets in the sky are looking like they are direct. What that means is we can say yes to anything now. Now, go steady. She's not saying do everything at once, because you certainly don't want to burn out. But please feel in yourself that you have been doing your homework, you've been doing your study, you've been doing all of the preparation that you need to, and now you have the astral energy in order to make those things happen. So I applaud you for all of the efforts that you've been putting into looking at yourself so far, and I encourage you to take it on and make things happen. So that's my initial message for today. I'd like to hear from you. The number to call is 1-877-296-0345. If you're calling from South Africa, which is where I'm broadcasting from, you would put a 00 in front of that number. 001-877-296-0345. You can ask any question that you'd like about yourself. You can ask about your health, your happiness. You can, here, let's take our first caller. I can see that we've got Evelyn in the queue. Hello, Evelyn, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, what's your question today for your guides and angels?
My question is if I will find a compatible mate this year. Someone, you know.
It is so interesting that you're using. Evelyn, I'm going to answer your question. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. It is so interesting that you're using the word compatible, because your angels are saying that you are a very different kind of a person. You are not an ordinary case at all in the things that you like, in the way that you spend your time, in the way that you interact with other people. You are incredibly different and special, and you always have been. You've never gone along with the crowd, and you've never swam along with the current. So for you to find someone who is compatible is for you to find someone who is accepting. You're not. In fact, you're never going to find someone who matches you. There's no one who is like you at all. So what you're going to need to go for is non-judgmental, accepting, and uncritical. So what's the problem with your old relationships is that they really come down on you hard, like a wet blanket, like someone who is not that keen on the way that you do things, on the way that you talk, and the way that you are. So you're going to avoid that like the plague. This time you're going to look for someone who is fully compassionate, accepting, and understanding, not only of you, but of other people. So no racist, no bigots, no sexist, nothing like that.
Wow. That's awesome.
But he's right around the corner, but you're going to have to take a second look at him because he's not your ordinary type. So he doesn't really match anybody else that you've been with before, and thank God for that. That's the answer for today, Evelyn. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Our next caller is called Amy. Amy's calling in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon for a question, asking her guides and angels. Amy, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Amy. You go ahead,
question,
Amy. You can speak.
We're getting ready to either sign a lease at our current apartment this week for another year, or we are trying to move to a different apartment, or maybe even move back to Virginia, where we came from, and I didn't know what's the best choice to take.
The question is about the baby, so I'm hearing, and what about the baby? Okay, Amy, do you have
no
children
baby.
Now? Okay.
I'm sorry?
So the angels on that side, so I'm just checking with you, does the baby already exist?
There is no baby, and there will be no baby.
Okay, you can say there will be no baby, but on the angel side, what they're saying is, it is really highly likely that you will be most successful if you go back where you come from, because you will be asked to parent. Now, whether that means that you're actually going to biologically have a baby, or whether that means that you will act as a parent or a godparent or an aunt, I don't know. But you're being called to parent, and they're saying that that isn't going to work where you are, not the other apartment either, but where you came from. That's where you're being called to go back to. And can I just give you one of the, I guess I would call it a symptom? It is whenever you hear a reference to your home place, you get very emotional. Okay, check with yourself. Is that sometimes true?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your guide's way of giving you the wisdom to know where it is that you're being called to go. It's a choked up feeling. It's a tearing up feeling. It's there's something. And, like, not everybody has that, you know. Some people, where they're from, it doesn't mean anything to them. But in your case, it really does, and we're taking that as a signal.
Okay. Is there a time frame that I should get there? Because I don't, like, we have until this Thursday to sign our lease here, and right now I don't have any prospects in Virginia. I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, I understand. What they're saying is that they want you to get on Craigslist in Virginia and find an apartment, and you're going to find one cheaper than what you're looking at right now. Go ahead and sign it, but tell the people that this is the last time that you're going to sign with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do it. And Craigslist has an apartment that is with a garden and is about 75% of what you're paying right now and is much cooler than what you're in right now.
Okay, great.
Okay, so
all
go
right,
look at it now, at least to get inspired. Go have a look.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Today's theme on Spirit Guidance with Shannon is wisdom. The word wisdom has the same root as the word video, which means seeing. Wisdom is a form of seeing, but it's a seeing with your higher self. angels and guides can help us see with our higher selves because we often see with our own two eyes, and our own two eyes are connected in two ways. One, to our ego self, we see what we want to see. We desire something. Imagine that you're a kid and you see a jar of candy on the kitchen counter. As soon as you see it, you want it. Hey, that's not even true only for kids. That's true for me. When I go in and I see the hot chocolate, that's exactly what I want. So if I take it out of my sight, then I can really stick to my diet a lot better. So there's that kind of seeing, seeing with the ego. But the eyes in the front of your head are also connected to the lizard brain, which is at the back of your head. That's the animal part of yourself, which is even more than I see it and I want it. It's even faster than that. You get a flash of something. You see a shadow out of the corner of your eye, and your cortisol levels go through the roof because you are reactive. Because of your vision, because of what you see with your physical eyes, it triggers memories, not only from this lifetime, but also from past incarnations, that register as fear. And that vision is not wisdom. That is reactivity. That is a knee-jerk reaction. So how can we change from using our eyes to lust after things that we probably shouldn't have that aren't very good for us, or using our eyes that we have connected to our the top of our spinal cord, which is called the lizard brain. Sounds so nice, doesn't it? To moving up into our third eye. You know, the third eye is the space that's between your eyebrows. It's where people from India wear a dot. It's called Bindi. And it's where we can see things that could be. So the third eye is so positive and so ready for wisdom. The third eye is open for wisdom. Wisdom can come through imagination, where you see something that could be possible in the future. And wisdom can come from another play on the word vision, insight, to see into something. So the way to use and access your third eye, and the way, therefore, to access one path to wisdom, is to close your eyes and to see with your third eye what's in front of you. Maybe you found yourself doing this in a scary situation where you're closing your eyes because you're scared of what you see. Actually, that's probably a good idea, unless you're driving. But if you close your eyes when you're in an argument, or if you close your eyes when you're standing in front of a building and you're afraid to walk into it for whatever reason, let's say there's a job interview, let's say you're scared to go into the bank because you don't want to find out how much money you actually owe, close your eyes for just a second. Take a deep breath. Tell the lizard brain to be quiet and say, what can I see with my third eye? And you'll see, or you will, let's say, get an impression of the aura of the place or the aura of the building. Has that ever happened to you? I'd like you to call in with your question for your guides and angels. Today our theme happens to be wisdom, how I can access higher knowledge. But you can ask a question about whatever you want your angels and guides to help you with. The number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. And I want to tell you that these shows are archived and there's a podcast that you can listen to afterwards if you'd like to think about these things more at length. So we have a couple sections to our program today where we're going to learn more about wisdom. And the first one is called Drawing an Angel Card. And I use Dorian Virtue's cards, which are called Daily Guidance from Your Angels. And we're going to learn more about wisdom as I randomly draw a card right now. So here I am shuffling this beautiful purple deck, and I'm drawing the card, Creative Project. There's a woman, and she's playing a harp, and she's surrounded by angels, and the angels are making spiral gestures over her head as if they're allowing in stardust from heaven to fall upon this person who's creating beautiful music. Creative Project. Your soul longs to express itself in creative ways. We are guiding you to infuse artistry and creativity into your life. Creative expression makes you feel alive and excited and reignites passion towards your life. And what does that have to do with wisdom and the third eye? Creation of anything, whether it's a dinner party or a birthday cake or a present that you're making for a loved one, or a new house, as Amy, our last caller, was asking about, creativity has to do with envisioning. And envisioning is something that you do with your own eyes. So you gather information. Let's say that you're on Pinterest or you're on Facebook and you're looking at images of things that make sense to you and things that are beautiful and things that already are in the world, manifest, made material. What can you do with that in terms of your wisdom, accessing your higher self? You can put those things together, and the amalgamation of those wonderful things can make something that is all you, that is something authentic and something special and something that has never, ever been before in the world. Do you know the practice of tracing? That's when you see a picture, a photograph, a design, maybe it's on a tile or a wallpaper or just something that you think is really cool, fabric. You can take a sheet of paper and lay it exactly over the design, or you can take a sheet of paper and copy it from afar, and you trace it. You make it your own by using your real eyes, your two eyes. But you can never, ever trace something exactly. You can never do it perfectly. So what are you doing? You're actually making it your own. You're making it something special with the wobbly lines, with the straight lines, with the lines that are too thick and the lines that are too thin. Please take this on as a creative practice over the next couple of days. Find a design that you think is really beautiful and copy it. But there's no way that you can copy it. There is no such thing as copying unless you are a Xerox machine. So you're using your two eyes and then you're stepping up into your third eye. The next section of our program today, Spirit Guidance with Shannon, is called Looking at the Archetype Cards. So if you're ready for that, we're going to go and look at Caroline Mace's cards, and we're going to access her view on wisdom today. Remember that Caroline Mace wrote Sacred Contracts, and that's all about why am I here and what archetypes am I playing out? What roles am I in this lifetime? So here we go. Our card for the day, guided, is blank. You know, Caroline Mace put in four blank cards into her archetype deck. And for some people, for some early practitioners of the archetype work, a blank card is scary because they say, but then who am I? What am I here for? There's no answer whatsoever. My guides aren't helping me. My guides are invisible. Is that really true? If you're using your two eyes and you're not seeing any evidence of guidedness or being helped, yeah, you can feel really lonely. You can feel even desolate. But what would happen if you used your wisdom? What would happen if you used your third eye? You could even get a blank card, like we've just drawn right now, and you can say to yourself, what is my wisdom helping me to create? What is my role in manifesting who I can be and what my gifts are, what my talents are, and how I can be on this planet? Real wisdom is like this. It's like taking what you've been given and recreating it, reflecting on it, and accessing all of your gifts of your physical body, which, of course, you were given for a reason, and then taking into account the wisdom, which is mysterious. It doesn't always make sense right away. It can feel like a blankness. Okay, we're waiting for your call. We still have time for calls if you'd like to phone in. The number is 1-877-296-0345. And what I would like to say is our next segment of the program is a message from the Flower Kingdom. The Flower Kingdom is going to help us combine these two cards that we've just gotten. The first one is Creative Project, which is a way to access your wisdom. The second one is a blank card from the archetype deck, which I find very fascinating. And then the next one is, okay, we're looking at the flower essences. We're actually looking at the South African flower essences. And we've got grapevine. Grapevine. Let's find out what the message is from the plant kingdom. Grapevine wants to speak to us today. For dullness, lack of vitality and energy due to overindulgence or substance abuse, for self-destructive or erratic behavior patterns. Grapevine essence revives and restores vitality, clearing the aura of accumulated negativity and emotional toxicity. Grapevine assists in healing holes in the aura caused by the use of toxic substances. It is a catalyst which brings about a shift in consciousness, allowing a harmonious and self-nurturing pattern to be established. Oh, thank you. Thank you to the Plant Kingdom for sharing that message with us from Grapevine. I'd like to say that the image that I got focused on that hole in the aura. If there's a hole in the aura right in front of the third eye, that's when wisdom can be blocked. I wonder if you can put that together with me. If someone is using a toxic substance, for example, drinking a lot, smoking a lot, using drugs, you can tell pretty quickly because their wisdom disappears. They're not able to see things accurately, even with their own two eyes. If someone is drunk, he can't really walk straight, he can't see straight, he can't drive straight. So think about that in terms of the third eye and wisdom. And now we're going to take a call from Daphne. Hey, Daphne, this is Shannon.
Hello, how are you?
Daphne, I'm great, thanks. How can I help you today?
I am wondering, I am actually getting ready to go on a month-long retreat, and I'm wondering what you might see, things I should look out for, things that, any interesting outcomes that may come out.
Awesome. As soon as you said, I am planning to go, my head started nodding uncontrollably. So it was just such a huge yes from the other side. This is something that makes so much sense for you right now. But what they want to, they're almost making a joke with you, but what they're saying is the expectations that you have will be met, but the outcomes will be completely unexpected. So whatever goals you're setting for yourself, they're telling me that you're setting five goals or five areas of your life that you want to work on. Terrific. Go for it. They will get met. Your questions will get answered. But the unexpected things will be so magical and so wonderful. They're just asking for you, please, to note them down, keep a journal, and keep track of the things that don't make sense at the time and that make total sense afterwards. Does that make sense to you, Daphne?
Yes, it does.
Brilliant. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Please keep in touch.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye, Daphne.
Bye-bye.
So we've been talking about wisdom, and what I was just getting a message about was that overindulgence in anything can dull the wisdom, because as I was saying, it can dull the actual physical vision of the things that you see with your own two eyes, and then the sad part is that it can exacerbate the difficult vision that is obtained through using your lizard brain. So you see things with your lizard brain that don't really exist in a very, very negative way. You get scared, you get freaked out, it's like having a bad trip, you're really unhappy, and you're seeing things through the dark glasses of depression and a lack of wisdom. If you could look through the, let's call it the stained glass window of your third eye, you would see so much more harmony, you would understand why things happen, and you would stop seeing the world as a broken and devastated wasteland. You would start seeing it as a puzzle where things do eventually fit together again. We do have time for another call if you'd like to take a moment and give us a ring. It's 1-877-296-0345. So let's talk about your practices of accessing wisdom. One of them is clearly to avoid overindulgence. I don't think that the guides or angels are against anyone using anything that would help them relax a little bit. But you know when you cross the line, when you can't be straight, when you can't read a book, when you feel like you need to go to sleep, that's dull. That's escaping from life. That's something different. Please use your wisdom to determine how much of something is something that just changes your energy a little bit and how much of something is turns toxic, doesn't it? It makes all of your systems shut down, and it makes some of your systems flare up. And then I'd like to ask you, how are you going to create yourself using this blank card of who am I and what's inside of me? How can my wisdom combine with this tremendous energy that the planet Jupiter is allowing us to access at this time? Who can I be? How big can I get? How much impact and influence can I have with the gifts that God has given me? Then I'd like to tie in this last piece, the creative project. You know, what is your biggest creative project? It's life. Life is my creative project, and I am the boss of my own creative project. I'm leading it. I am the CEO of myself, Incorporated, and I get to choose which aspects of my life to focus on. Is it true that I get to choose that I'm stuck in a queue at the bank? No, not necessarily. But it is always true that I get to choose what I think about the situation that is uncomfortable, the situation that is awkward, the situation that is difficult and that makes me feel frustrated. What can I choose to do? I can choose to go into my higher self and perceive the system as harmonious and mysterious, something that doesn't seem to make sense, but that I am willing to hold in my heart. And I can use my higher wisdom to do that. The eyes of a child are full of wisdom. And what does that mean? It means mostly if a child has had a fairly supported, I would say, I was going to say successful, but a fairly supported life, she will go into the world naive, hopeful, optimistic, joyful, and willing. My eyes are open like the eyes of a child. When was the last time that happened to you? When you saw something in nature? When you saw another child playing? When you saw the face of somebody that you care about? When you saw a random stranger smiling? Those are the visions that happen with the eyes of a child. When we perceive beauty in the world where other people would think, I can see the garbage, I can see the graffiti, I can see the lazy people, I can see the slow tellers at the bank. Sure, you could look at that. Or you could feel, here we all are, working together, everyone's trying their best, everyone's going for it. That's actual wisdom. Okay, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. So I'm going to wrap up by saying, I really am asking for you to create yourself in new forms this week. I'd like you to take the energy that's being allowed to you by the universe, the huge force that is Jupiter, and use it for the highest good, for the highest possible intentions. Set your intentions very high. Make sure that you're believing in yourself that I can be as big as the energy is allowing me to be. And always, please always remember, you are guided. Yes, you are.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.